Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a bit of a philosophical turn.
A deep one.
Yeah, we're digging into a really fascinating work, specifically excerpts from a text called Navigating Darkness for True Treasures.
It's a challenging title and a challenging idea.
It really is. I mean, we usually look for the easiest path, right? The most efficient way to get something done.
The path of least resistance.
Exactly. But this text suggests something completely counterintuitive. Our mission today is to unpack its central idea.
Which is?
That the greatest, most meaningful discoveries aren't just found despite challenges, but are in fact totally dependent on them. Okay, let's unpack this.
And that word contingent is so critical here. The text doesn't just, you know, acknowledge that struggle exists,
right.
It elevates it.
Right.
It argues that these profound discoveries are absolutely contingent upon enduring and overcoming significant challenges. It basically makes struggle a core requirement for a fulfilling life.
Which completely changes the conversation for you, the listener. It shifts from how do I avoid difficulty to maybe how do I use the difficulty that's inevitable?
Yes.
And to get that, we have to understand the core metaphor. The text frames hardship, this complexity and struggle metaphorically, as darkness. So what does that darkness actually look like in the context of this philosophy?
Well, the darkness here isn't just about feeling sad or being unlucky. It's a very specific kind of temporary state.
Temporary, that's key.
Very key. It suggests a period of confusion, a real lack of clarity, or even, you know, uncertainty about which way to go.
So it's not failure?
No. Crucially, the text emphasizes it is not permanent failure. It's that state where, you know, visibility is low, you're actively trying to find your footing, and you haven't yet found the skills you need to move forward.
So if you're listening to this and you feel stuck on a problem or you're confused about your next career move,
right.
The source material would say you're right in the middle of this essential darkness. You haven't failed. You're just navigating.
That's it, exactly. And that distinction is so important. Darkness is a challenge to be navigated, not a place you just stop.
An endpoint.
Right. The text actually defines this phase as a period of forced introspection. That's where the necessary growth happens before the reward can even be seen, let alone achieved.
Okay, so if that's the journey, this period of darkness, let's talk about the destination. What makes the rewards, the true treasures, so valuable?
Mm-hmm.
Because for most people, treasure means money or fame.
And the author is very specific here. They define true treasures not by external metrics, but by their inherent quality, their staying power.
What does that mean, though?
We're talking about profound spiritual or personal fulfillment, a kind of unshakable self-knowledge. Lasting, valuable life rewards.
So not just a fleeting win.
Not at all.
Yeah.
The text gives an example. Like if you get a promotion easily, that feels good for a moment. But it asks, did the process fundamentally change who you are? If the answer is no, then it wasn't a true treasure.
I see. So the quick satisfaction from an easy win, that wouldn't qualify.
No.
But that deep foundational confidence you get from solving a problem you thought was impossible, that would be a treasure.
Exactly. It's about the internal permanence of it.
True treasures means it's intrinsically valuable.
Yes, earned by the deepest parts of yourself. The stakes are set high on purpose to separate these deep, lasting rewards from just, you know, external successes. The value is in how it changes you.
That makes sense. But this is where it gets really interesting and I think very challenging for a lot of people.
Mm.
The source suggests this darkness, this confusion, is a necessary precondition.
Yes.
Not just a side effect you have to deal with. It's like mathematically required.
This is the most powerful claim in the whole work. Most of modern, you know, self-help philosophy is about finding the path of least friction.
Right, the easy way.
Navigating darkness just flips that on its head.
Yeah.
It says if you try to bypass the difficulty, you are actually bypassing the reward itself.
You can't have one without the other.
You can't. The text argues that the process of being lost, of grappling with that confusion, is what literally builds the mental and emotional capacity to even appreciate a true treasure.
Let's push on that word necessary. Why can't we just get the fulfillment without the pain? Why is struggle a prerequisite we have to pass through?
The text uses this great analogy of tempering steel.
Okay.
A blacksmith doesn't try to minimize the heat. They use intense heat and sudden cooling, I mean immense stress, to make the metal stronger.
The darkness is the forge.
The darkness is the crucible, yes. The author suggests that a reward that comes easily, it lacks a validating context. The enduring, the confusion, the temptation to quit, That's what validates the achievement.
It proves you're ready for it.
It proves that the person who gets the treasure is now strong enough, insightful enough, to actually possess it and use it properly.
So the journey through the darkness doesn't just create the context for the reward, it fundamentally changes the traveler.
Precisely. The person who comes out is not the same person who went in.
They're tempered.
Exactly. The darkness provides an education you can't get from easy lessons. The text looks at different historical figures who, in the author's view, found true treasures.
And what's the common thread?
They all endured periods of crippling doubt or, you know, a total lack of resources. Their biggest insights were born from that necessary struggle, not from just learning facts.
But I have to ask this. What about wasted struggle? I mean, we've all been there.
That's a very important point.
If the path is so vital, how does the text separate productive suffering that leads to insight from, you know, pointless struggle that just leads to burnout?
And the author addresses that directly. There's a clear line drawn between passive suffering and active navigation. Destructive struggle is confusion where you just stop moving. You refuse to learn or you keep repeating the same mistakes.
While navigating darkness, the title itself implies action.
Yes. The prerequisite isn't just to be confused. It's to endure and overcome through active effort, through reflection, through change.
So you can't just sit in the tunnel and wait for the light. You have to feel your way along the walls. You have to be engaged with the process.
Exactly. The text encourages you to see struggle not as a reason to give up, but as the critical journey that validates your arrival. If you're actively learning and persisting, you are fulfilling the precondition.
But if you just stop and wallow,
then you're just stuck in the pain. The intensity of the difficulty is what makes the achievement real, but only if you meet that difficulty with active resilience.
I think that's the piece that really reframes this whole thing for the listener.
Mm-hmm.
The darkness isn't something to wait out. It's the training ground. It's what makes sure the treasure, when you find it, is truly yours. It's like an organic filter.
And that connects right back to the core idea. The enduring and overcoming is what makes the achievement meaningful. If you could get it easily without that friction that forces you to grow, it would lack the lasting quality of a true treasure.
So the value is literally baked into the difficulty.
Because the difficulty changes the person who receives the reward.
This whole philosophical work, then, it's basically a manual for embracing complexity, not running from it.
Yes.
It's designed to shift your perspective, to see challenging times not as some awful detour, but as a necessary phase of navigation. It's telling you to keep moving because you might be exactly where you need to be.
And that's where the text offers the ultimate encouragement. It keeps coming back to those keywords we talked about.
Yeah.
Lasting and valuable.
Right.
Those words imply permanence, relevance, deep personal meaning. If we connect this to the bigger picture, the text is saying that quick, easy success might feel good for a bit, but it's always going to be fleeting.
Why? Because it didn't cost enough.
Because it didn't require you to navigate genuine confusion.
Right.
Without that effort, the reward doesn't have an internal anchor. There was no deep personal growth involved.
It's an internal validation loop.
Explain that.
Because I had to survive that darkness. I know this treasure, this fulfillment, is real. It's deserved. It can't be taken away by, I don't know, a bad day or someone else's opinion.
Precisely. The lasting nature of true treasures comes from internalizing the lessons you learned in the darkness. You don't just get a thing like a job title. You gain self-knowledge and resilience.
Things that last a lifetime.
Exactly. And that allows you to operate from a place of unshakable conviction, something temporary success can never, ever provide.
So what does this all mean for the person trying to actually use this idea? If I'm facing a tough, confusing time right now, how do I apply this framework?
The source offers a complete mental shift. It presents a framework where difficulty isn't an accident, it's fundamental.
So it's a feature, not a bug.
A feature, not a bug. The application is to constantly shift your question. Instead of asking, why is this happening to me? You start asking,
what is this trying to teach me?
What internal skill is this difficulty forcing me to develop? And maybe, how will that skill help me recognize the true treasure that's waiting for me?
It establishes struggle as an indispensable part of the process.
If you want profound fulfillment, the text argues you must accept the necessary precondition of navigating temporary confusion. There is no other path.
Wow. That is a deep dive into reframing some of life's hardest moments. We've just analyzed the core concept from navigating darkness for true treasures.
Mm-hmm.
That the journey through difficulty, what the text calls darkness or temporary confusion, isn't just an obstacle. It is the necessary path to finding true, lasting, and valuable rewards.
Those rewards being profound spiritual or personal fulfillment.
Yes.
And this raises a really important question for everyone listening, especially for the next time you face one of those periods of genuine, confusing difficulty.
A final thought to take with you.
Instead of fearing that temporary confusion, that darkness, as a sign that you're lost or you've made a wrong turn, what happens if you actively treat every moment of it not as a failure, but as irrefutable evidence that you are currently fulfilling the essential, necessary precondition required to find your next great, lasting reward?